Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. I literally just woke up about 10 minutes ago. I made my coffee, I opened my iPhone, and the fork is canceled? What? So I decided I'd come on. I didn't even take a shower, brush my teeth. I know that's pretty gross, and my microphone luckily doesn't have a nose. And I just said, you know, I'm going to wrap out because I have no clue what the hell just happened. And I just skimmed over Reddit. I skimmed over Twitter. I skimmed over my chat messages from the group chats I'm in. And it's just chaos. I guess Bitcoin went crazy high, 7,800. Again, I didn't check the research. I didn't check the history of Bitcoin because I literally just got out of bed. And I saw the alts went up. I went to the Neo Reddit. And I said, gas went to $30. And I'm still over here trying to think, okay, should I do this with my Bitcoin? Should I do that? Should I stick in, you know, until the split? Should I not? What's going on? And then everything answers all my questions this morning with the cancellation of the hard fork. I actually already recorded Rant 10 commentary. And it was talking about what you should do before the hard fork. And other things, because about 80% of my emails that I get from you guys, thank you for the emails, by the way, were about the hard fork. And what should I do? Should I stick in? Where do you think the price is going to go? Where do you think, what alts are you looking at if you're going to get out? And, you know, things like that. And, you know, I'm, again, not a professional. I am definitely, you know, I'm a podcaster. So I don't want to give anybody, you know, real advice, but I'm invested as well. So I am also wondering what I'm going to do with my investments in Bitcoin. And actually, I was holding a little bit of Bitcoin because, which I usually don't, because of some profits. So I put my profits into Bitcoin, of course, after trading on Bittrex. You know, you sell, say, NeoGas, and you actually don't have NeoGas on Bittrex. But let's just say you sell, I don't know, whatever coin, it goes into Bitcoin, and you have your profits now in Bitcoin. So I was holding Bitcoin quite a bit of it, and I was also confused. So I actually made a big move yesterday, and I'm gonna stick by my move. And my move was I moved my 60% of my Bitcoin profits into Litecoin, and that's what I did because you know what, I'm sick of Bitcoin. This just proves it that something's happening in the Bitcoin community, and I'm not gonna be a Bitcoin fanboy. I'm already an Apple fanboy, and Apple screws me over every time. They make an iPhone X that has, like, I don't even know what iPhone X does. It's overpriced, $1,200 piece of crap little phone, and it still doesn't look as good as the Samsung S8. I don't know what they're doing with Apple, even though I'm probably going to buy it because I'm an Apple fanboy. But I'm not going to be a Bitcoin fanboy, too, and just take it because, you know, they keep serving us up some crap. And so the fork, what was the fork? Who knows? It seems like there is the Bitcoin Gold money grab. There's the fork. Okay, that's a scalability issue. And they didn't know that SegWit was going to happen down the line. And that took care of a lot of the scalability. And then they have, you know, atomic swapping with, you know, Litecoin and Vertcoin and all these other coins so far. And so they seem to be fixing the scalability issue that Bitcoin has been having. But now they've been talking about this hard fork for the past, you know, however long we've been talking about it, and it got canceled. Money was flowing into Bitcoin. Went up to, well, I don't know, I went to bed yesterday, it was 7,450 or something. And now they just say, oh, no. Nope, we're not gonna do this anymore. What happens on the 16th and if they do it? Like, I don't even know how, I don't even trust Bitcoin anymore. And that's why I put my money into Litecoin. And that's why I'm going to take the rest of my Bitcoin, and I'm going to put it into Litecoin. You know what? I'm even actually looking at Vertcoin. Like I said, I'm not a trade. I'm not giving you advice. But I want somebody that's going to keep their shit together. I'm sick of every day I'm working, waking up, thinking about a fork of Bitcoin, which Bitcoin is going to be the chain that wins. And I'm investing into it. And I know they're trying to make a platform, a currency, of a system, a financial system in the future. But the only thing I think and the only thing I see is there's a bunch of people that are controlling this coin that are really gaming the market. And whoever is holding, whoever is controlling and making these choices right now has successfully made a shit ton of money by a lot of people now investing into Bitcoin. And, you know, I always see Litecoin as a stable. And, you know, it's at $3 billion right now. No reason it can't go to $30 billion. No reason it can't go to $60 billion. I'm going all in on Litecoin because it's Bitcoin, just not as valued as high. And Charlie got his shit together. Look, I'm not about ASIC mining. You know, it's still more centralized than, you know, we want it to be. It's not Vertcoin where there's the GPU, you know, mining. It is not, you know, Ethereum where they're trying to, you know, have mining with CPUs. So it's very still, Litecoin is still very centralized. But I do think that decentralized organizations is not going to make this work or get this to the place. And the Litecoin Foundation and Charlie and everybody is, honestly, the only one I feel comfortable in with the top coins right now. So I'm all in on Litecoin because less drama. And to Charlie, and I know Charlie doesn't listen to this. Charlie, every once in a while, Charlie retweets my tweet or likes a tweet, which is really cool. Thank you, Charlie. But Charlie, I know you're selling this whole Bitcoin silver. You're the silver to Bitcoin gold. But bro, please. Just take this shit already. Take it over. Hype it. Get Litecoin out there. Get Litecoin as the coin that we're using. Rebrand it. I don't know. Call it the Screw Bitcoin. The Bitcoin Takeover coin. Bitcoin just effed up for the fourth fucking time coin. One of the people wrote me and said, I share your podcast to everybody, and I share your podcast to my mother, and she started investing. But she doesn't like your cussing so much. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, maybe I should stop that. But this one, I'm a little pissed off. So sorry, Mom. Next time, I'm gonna start this. But Charlie, just please, back to it. Please, Charlie, take over from Bitcoin. Just do it. Take Bitcoin out of the equation. It's huge already. But just because they are controlled by 58 big companies that are now, you know, 80% of the hashing power, they're now gaming the system. They're screwing everybody over. And I am left with, you know, a market that's being controlled by a bunch of D-bags, in my opinion. Litecoin, take it over, please. That's what I'm going to say. I woke up this morning. I didn't expect to do a rant. I actually was going to expect to record what is cloud mining this afternoon and put it out this afternoon, which is going to be your morning. But I woke up and I said, I'm going to record this because I'm pissed off. So now what do we do with our money? Do we keep it in Bitcoin or do we put it into alts? We see some of these alts just going crazy right now. Vertcoin just went, I think, almost up to $5. My Quantum, thank you, Lord, is finally going up. My Kyle's OMG is now finally going up again. Kyle is, and if you don't know, Kyle, the marketing director for Crypto 101, he is holding a lot of OMG, so he's very happy this morning. And my Ethereum is sitting, doing nothing like always. I think putting money into Ethereum is like better than putting money into the bank. You get your interest. I put my money into Ethereum and I'm holding at around $1.80. And 11 months later, I am I'm still at like $2.80. So it's just like just slowly climbing. I think by the time I'm 80 or something, maybe it'll be up to $20. And I can finally buy that Lambo. So again, it seems like all the altcoins besides the ones I'm holding is doing amazing. But Litecoin, Jiayou, as they say in Chinese, means let's go, do it. Charge, something like that, whatever. So coins that I'm looking at right now, actually, there's a couple. I am looking at Sumo Coin. I'm trying to figure out if that's a shit coin or what. It's a split of Monero. And I looked at their site. They don't really have their guys on there. They don't really know what's going on. But the price is really good. Market cap of about 600,000, which gives it they have a low supply, which gives it around 30 cents per. And, you know, I'm a high risk, high reward kind of guy. Paytory is looking really good too. $10 million market cap. they're trading at 15-16 cents. Really good in-depth team. I hope to have an interview with them coming up. That'll be great. Let's see what happens with that. Civic is at around 30 cents this morning, so that's really nice. We saw Civic go crazy there for a while. It has been at 41 cents, where it stayed at for about a month, about a couple weeks ago. It's been up to a buck. It's been even higher. It's one of those coins that everybody has talked about so far. The guests on the show talk about. I'm going to look into buying a little bit more. I am holding some right now. But other than that, I really don't have anything on my radar. I was just forced to look at the alts now that I just woke up and saw the panic messages from everybody. Crypto 101 listeners, email me. Let me know what you're thinking, what alts you're looking at. Let's get a list, see what's going on, research them. Let's put them out there for everybody so they know that they even exist, because there's so many that it's even hard to know that some alts even exist. And let's start thinking about the future. Also, let's be a little bit cautious. I am still not sure that the hard fork is not going to happen. They said it stopped indefinitely. This is what they said. I don't trust them. Honestly, I don't trust them. I don't know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to fork to Bitcoin Silver on the 16th instead. So let's keep vigilant. Keep me informed what you guys are doing. You email me at Matthew@crypto101podcast.com. You know, our Twitter, crypto_101. Our Instagram, crypto_101. Our Facebook group is now open. We've been getting a lot of people coming on to that. You guys come over there and get a Crypto 101 community and share different ideas. Just go up there and post whatever you want. Don't be a jackass, please, because Kyle does not like that. And yeah, we'll see you on the next episode of Crypto 101. Thank you for listening to this rant commentary. I don't want to upset anybody because this was not planned. I was not planning on making an episode. I did not write anything down. I did not think of anything to say, but I thought that I needed to come out and express my ideas or opinions on what just happened this morning, because I'm still in shock. And the song today is called Pulse by Ani DeFranco off of her album Plastic Little Castles. Link is in the description. Thank you very much, Matthew Aaron, Crypto 101. Have a good day or good night.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.